is thrown in towards Braden Shaw, turning towards the area, early right finish up! What a goal! Braden Shaw, that looks like there's nothing on! 30 yards out, early right finish shot into the top right hand corner! Manchester City 4, TNS 2!
4-0, could have been a few more, but that would have probably been harsh on Preston because they worked everyone to a man and I thought they were very brave.
Oh my God!
Goals in a show of shock and awe. Not even Trump could beat. The champions beaten, though. A new sponsor in JD. Several players hanging around with a drag queen in a field in Anglesey. And if that wasn't all weird enough for you, Jonah wants to talk about one disallowed goal. Buckle yourself in, people.
You're listening to the Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Barry Town, 1-0 left, 86 minutes, and then something happens. Goal or no goal?
Well, like you say, Mac, everybody got opinions on it, but I personally, I've got to be honest, and I am being honest, I don't think the ball crossed the line completely. But obviously the young linesman and a couple of people think it did cross the line. So it happens in football, Mac, and Barry Town reacted really well to it, you know, just after the game. You know, they didn't create havoc over it. Some of their fans were disappointed, and they're bound to be disappointed. But I think they took it in their stride, and they took the point from a wonderful opening game on Scorio. I think both sets of players did really well. Both managers did well with their alterations to their teams and their performances on the day. So I hope it doesn't spoil what was a great game.
All right, okay, let's cut to the bluster. You thought it wasn't a goal, though, did you? Let's be clear.
Yeah, I'm making it clear. Yeah, I had three looks at it when it first came in from Declan Walker. He whips it in, and Mikey Lewis just palms it out. It looked like he got there just in time. Then when Johnny Spittle come back in and kicked it, it sort of got stuck under Mikey Lewis's leg, and it looked like we really had a good look at it. I mean, as it happened on Sunday afternoon, and it just looked like it stayed, you know, on the line. For me, if I was Mikey Lewis and if I was Gavin Chesterfield, I'd be really, really disappointed. And that's just being honest. If I was the manager and as a pundit watching it, I just don't think the whole ball went over.
Well, to be fair, Gavin Chesterfield took it very well. Let's hear from him and let's hear from Nev Powell of Aberystwyth.
If it's the right decision, it's the right decision. Look, from a coach's perspective, I think that the ball shouldn't go in there in the first place. If the referee's got it right, then all credit to him. If he hasn't, then it doesn't really matter because the goal's been given, and we just got to take our medicine and look ahead now and look forward. Togetherness is there, the hard work is there. It's great to get our first point on the board. It could have been better.
The group of lads we've got there, you see them in training, you see them together, they're just getting to know each other. And obviously, I would have liked to have them 2 or 3 weeks earlier, but you know, I haven't got that luxury. And you know, they've come together and they're a strong group of lads, and I was really looking forward to them to play today, you know. And difficult conditions in the middle of the pitch, the ball was bouncing around, it was difficult for us to get the likes of Declan Carroll on it in the middle of the park, so we tried to get the ball out wide as quick as we could, and John Owen caused numerous problems down the left-hand side for us. And as you say, the lads put a good shift in. You know, we've got to be happy with their commitment. It's a point away from home. Disappointed that we never got the three, but as you say, it's something to build on.
All right, okay, this is where I'm going to disagree with you. We're not going to dwell on this too much, but I think it was such a talking point of the game, it has sort of usurped what I was really going to start the podcast with, which is TNS and Bangor, which is probably a massive discussion point as well. But I thought there was a possibility it was a goal, because I thought when it bounced up, if you had an overhead camera above that goal line looking down, I think it would have crossed the line at that point. And therein brings me to my first rant of the day. Come on now, Football Association of Wales. Everybody else in this league is stepping up. We have seen performances this week we never dreamed of seeing. And it is quite clear to me we have got a stronger league this season and a league that will really, really challenge TNS. Now, it starts to matter. Me and you, Jonah, we've had conversations that we can't call the 1 to 12. And if could be, that one goal on goal scored or goal difference could send a team down. It could be that one goal scored on goal difference stops a team from going into Europe. That's €220,000 that a team could lose out on. If people have got €220,000 to spare, then that's fair play. I don't think these clubs have. And I think if we're going to up the professionalism of this league, which is what has happened in the past 7 days, and it's about time we up the professional standards of how we mark this stuff. And I say that for the sake of the referees as well. You got a good referee there in Bryn Markham-Jones. I could also have a slight criticism of his positioning in the whole affair, actually. Too reliant, perhaps, on his linesman on that call. But let's not put these linesmen and referees in peril. Let's invest in the technology that the rest of the top leagues in the world have now. There's money in the bank. We got a new sponsor this week. We'll talk about them later. Let's get goal line technology and stop this stupidity. We're going back to 1966 in this league.
Well, listen, obviously, like I said, we've improved year after year with everything. We got better grounds. We got 3G, every pitch, the grass pitch is an out-top draw. You know, we got television every week, which a lot of the leagues haven't got. And I'm sure goal line technology will come along. I don't know how much it costs. Off the top of your head, Mark, have you looked already to find out how much that would cost?
I don't have it on the top of my head. And I'm not doubting it's expensive, but, you know, it's something, if our league's going to be taken seriously in Europe, it's a price worth paying. And I'm sure every other club will do that. By the way, rant number two against the Football Association of Wales coming later in the podcast, but let's move on.
Hey, going back to that game, by the way, great game, right? So like we said, it never spoiled it. It might affect Barry, them 2 points. You don't know whether it'll be for top six, whether it'll be for Europe, or whether it'll be for relegation. But I'm sure Gav and his team will have a bit of luck as the season goes on.
Well, they deserve the luck, and I'm sure that they'll get it. It was a great spectacle of football. Very proud to see that coming out of a Welsh television channel. And again, something we'll touch on very quickly, Jonah. I've seen two sets of crowds this week, one up at Nanporth and one at Jenner, and they're pretty pleasing crowds.
Oh, brilliant, mate. I mean, it was great to be stood above the Ballytown faithful there. And great to see, by the way, let's not forget, right, Aberystwyth brought, I'd say, 70 fans, right? Now, you know, it's not gigantic, but they sung all the way through the game. When Walker scored the equaliser, the ABBA players run into the stand to celebrate with their fans. They could be creating something there. It's what the league needs. It's not all about players. It's not all about referees. It's not all about linesmen. There's very important people involved in this as well, and that's fans. And the more we can get to watch the league and more opposition fans to travel to other grounds, the better this league will become.
Yeah, absolutely. A big up to the Aberystwyth Soul crew. That's S-O-L-E, as they had on their banner. They were there on Sunday and travelled the way down. And hey, let's face it as well, bearing in mind how rubbish Arriva Trains Wales are, that would have been a heck of a journey. They came down and coached, didn't they? I know, eventually. But that, bearing in mind how rubbish the roads are in Wales and how rubbish the railway system is in Wales, that's actually more of an achievement, perhaps, than drawing Barrytown 1-1.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Great to see them there. And I hope they... hey, listen, I think they got a big game coming up now this Friday night. And I hope it affects their home attendance, because they've had a good point from three on the road, a good staff in Neville Powell. And I think ABBA could top 500 plus on Friday evening.
OK, let's park the rant and let's move on to what topped our podcast earlier on and really has to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, talking points this week and where it goes from here. Bangor City 5, TNS 2. I only got three more games to prove my point, Jonah.
Mac, I said this last season, right? Too many people jump on bandwagons too soon, right? I back my argument, I lost you in week one, right? There's a very old saying, right? Rome won built in a day, right? And championships are not built in the first day of the season. Brilliant, brilliant win for the citizens, right? And it'll stay in the memory as a great win for them, right? Can they keep it up? The league needs somebody like Bangor City to keep that sort of form up, right? But a team like TNS, they don't get distressed over one result, mate. So let's come back to it, like you said, in another four games.
Well, the Citizens haven't got Rome built in a day, but they've certainly got the first floor, surely, with that result. Braden Shaw's here. Let's hear from him. And then afterwards, Scott Rusko.
Obviously, I've scored a few goals like that last season, so you know, all the lads have been urging me to shoot whenever I get the opportunity, really. But I was struggling towards the end there, so I wanted to take it a bit further in, but it just kind of made my mind up for me. So, you know, I shot. I just thought, why not? Stand on next mate's falling into the top corner, so... Obviously unbelievable. I was disappointed I couldn't carry on from there, but and get the third maybe. But you know, great to get two goals. I think we've sent out a little bit of a message there as well to all the rest of the teams. We know it's not just going to be about TNS, it's going to be about Bala, Connors Key. They're going to be strong as well. So hopefully we're a little bit closer to the likes of TNS now, and you know, maybe give them a little bit more of a push. We can't get too carried away, but we need that kind of a performance with, you know, every game, like the Cardiff Mets next week. So hopefully we can push on from here.
You always have to work at your defensive game. We look at our attacking game and try and get the ball down and play, but you've got to do the ugly stuff. You've got to win the first ball. You've got to keep hold of the ball. And even that tonight, decisions were just, from the lads, were just strange decisions. I thought we were below par all across the team. I can't put a finger on it. You know, we plan, we prepare for this game as we would any other game, any other European game, any other top Welsh Premier game. You know, we don't take these for granted. The players know full well how Bangor play, and you know, just disappointed at the moment. It's hard to swallow.
Because Jonah, we have to. You've already knocked me down, so let's stick with this mood. You know, I'm not for saying for a second that TNS will lose the title this season. I'm not even saying for a second that they're going to be relegated, although they just are above the area on goal difference, aren't they, or something like that. But, no, look, you know, absolutely, the best line I've heard about this, which is what the line I was going to use on the top of my podcast before we talked about Barry, which I nicked from Stuart Blore, the Rev at TNS. One swallow don't mean a spring, and that's absolutely true, isn't it?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. You know, I always thought it was one swallow don't make a summer. But listen, they're there. They'll be there. They'll be back again Saturday. Great game for them to be back in TNS Bala live on Saturday. It was a Welsh Cup final last year, which produced a wonderful game of football. What we want and what every fan wants is competition in every game. Now, if Bala were to steal a match and get an away win Saturday, then it, you know, it really would then say, "Oh, right, now it's starting to get interesting." You know, our team's up for the fight to play the champions week after week. That's when it'll turn into a real competitive league. Bangor, excellent, excellent your performance last Friday night, but the test, like I said, is not going to be over 1 week. It's going to be over 9 months.
I'll talk a bit more about TNS in a second. Look, Gary Taylor-Fletcher, instrumental in goals on that win, is the player manager. I get the feeling he's so in love with still playing on the pitch. To drag him off and be the manager sometimes might be a tough job. And if he's doing that well in the pitch, how is he away from management? Do you think that affects his ability to manage?
I don't know. I think... technically, I think Nicholson has the title, don't he? Kev Nicholson has the title of manager, right? So, and they've got the bond going between the two of them. I'm sure Taylor Fletcher has his say, and Nicholson has his say. But this player manager have done it before. Not many have done it. We go back to Dalglish. I think Liverpool as far back as that, and not many have been able to succeed doing it. But Taylor Fletcher is obviously still enjoying his football, and Nicholson obviously is enjoying Taylor Fletcher playing. So it may stay that way, that Taylor Fletcher stays on the pitch a lot more than he does on the sideline this year. But listen, if they get results like last week, I don't think anybody's worried about who's the gaffer.
Very true. Now, we'll segue in from TNS nicely into Bala. TNS, what's it like being in the changing room that they're going to be in now this weekend, and the training ground they've been in this week? Because this losing thing, especially at that level of giving away five goals, which they've not done for a decade against Aberystwyth, this is not core territory for TNS. And what's the psychology and what's the talk that's going to come out of Rusko and his team to make people there know that they've got to march on and they've got to get another result?
Listen, mate, Rusko been there 20 years, Evans been there 20 years, the majority of their players been there 7 or 8 years, right? They've had a bad day, a very, very bad day at the office, right? They don't come along very often at TNS. That's why I sent the shockwaves to everybody involved in a Welsh Premier League. And sometimes, you know, we mustn't, you know, you mustn't bring too much criticism in over one thing. I'm very keen to stress this as well, because you get great teams, you know, who've won trophies, and everybody absolutely loves it when they get beat. You know, if the champion always gets hammered, all the other teams love it, and that's the way football is. But the good champion comes back. It'll be a testing period for Roscoe. It'll be a testing period for Evans. But like I said, I'm just being around too long, Mark, to cast aspersions over one result, mate.
Okay, let's move on to their opponents. And you've got the cream of the crop this weekend as well. Not only having Barry and Scorio last weekend, you've got now TNS and Bala playing in front of your eyes next week. You're lucky, lucky boy. And Bala are also making people aware that they're still around. Remember I said the strong silent types, as it were. But let's have some reaction from the Bala Newtown camp first, because Bala beat Newtown 3-0.
The lads spoke about starting well this season, because they didn't start so well last season. So it was very important that we got off to a good start, and we've done brilliant tonight.
It's a very impressive debut for yourself. How do you find your first game for the club?
Loved it, and it was a position I've never ever played in all my time as a footballer.
All right, okay.
Never played in that position, so I absolutely loved it. So, but like I said, I'll play anywhere, it's wherever the gaffer wants to play me, but I loved it there tonight.
I think it was a real tough night for the players. I thought, you know, Bala were excellent first 25 minutes. You know, we felt we just weathered the storm, we limited them. And then we've conceded, you know, it was a bit of an offside goal, maybe. And then we've conceded another one straight away. And, you know, that's not good enough to concede one and then concede another. You know, the way they play, you know, they get it forward really quickly and they put you under lots of pressure and they make it difficult for you to clear your lines. And we got caught out with that a couple of times. But, you know, it was a tough night for us. But I think, you know, look, it was always going to be a difficult game before, because, you know, they've been in probably 6-8 weeks longer than us in terms of preparing for Europe and all that. And I think that showed. It's very similar to us 2 years ago when we got off to a good start. We've been in longer than teams, and, you know, it matters. And, you know, but, you know, we'll learn from tonight. You know, there's positives as well. I thought, you know, the back end of both halves, we had a bit more of the ball, looked a bit more relaxed in it. I think that, you know, the issue we had is when we give the ball away cheap, it came back, it was very quickly, and, you know, we probably didn't defend as well as we should have done.
And the fact is, they got 3 goals against the Newtown side, who we've also said will be quite strong. I mean, Newtown, we'll come on to this in a minute, Newtown will probably chalk this one off, because Bala have always been a top 2, top 3 side. But Bala arguably going into this with the impetus against TNS, aren't they?
Well, they won the Welsh Cup final 2-1. They won 3-0 last Saturday, and I just looked at their front line then on Scorio. You know, just finished watching it, and you had Venables pushing up on the right hand side a little bit. You had Les Davis on the left hand side, but I'm sure Colin Caton now will look at this as a new season, and he'll want something from Saturday's game.
And will he think that he's got a better chance, bearing in mind what Bangor did?
He might enjoy this, Colin. He got 3 points from the first game. He got a trophy behind him. I think it's a comfortable time for him now to go to TNS. I think he'd rather go to TNS now with 3 points on the board, knowing that even if they don't get a victory on Saturday, a point to keep them 3 points clear of TNS. It's just the right time for Bala to play TNS, I think.
And is there something about the dynamic here, because we'll go on and talk about now in a minute, Coniskey Nomads, and the fact that they did very well for themselves this weekend as well. Is it important that what I described at the top, a shock and awe mentality, really, from all of the big sides? You know, we can't just win by 1-0. We've got to win by 2-0, 3-0. And you know, we'll talk about other sides that have done that this week. Plenty of goals around. Is the attitude, get a massive goal result early and get as many goals as early as possible, and that will set the tone?
Well, they did play well. It looked like they played well with everybody involved. Their midfielders were scoring goals. You know, Callum Morris, he scored 10, don't forget, the season before he went to Coniskey. He didn't score that many last year, but I'm sure Andy Morrison will be looking for him to get on the score sheet a lot more now. Michael Wilde with a good header. Jay Owen with a goal. You know, and Wignall looked sharp on the wing as well. He was getting crosses in from either side. So they look up, ready for it, a 4-0 start. So, you know, they'll be looking to carry on that form. Currently top of the league, if I'm right, so on goal average. And I'm sure Andy Morrison will, you know, do everything in his power to make sure they stay at least for the first period.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Nomads on top of the table after an impressive 4-0 against Prestatyn. But Andy Morrison had a lot of praise for the Prestatyn team he faced. Let's hear from Andy Morrison in full. We'll also hear from Neil Gibson after that.
And it was a tough game because they're very competitive. They got a great spirit, you know, when they, every single one of them, give their manager, Neil Gibson, everything. Every time they play, they give everything. You know, and we got ourselves in front at the right time. And, you know, 4-0 could have been a few more, but that would have probably been harsh on Prestatyn because they worked everyone to a man, and I thought they were very brave.
On a goal scoring point tonight, we maybe didn't get too many last season, but four from all over the place tonight as well. Four different goal scorers, really good result there as well.
Yeah, people proactive in the box, being alive. You know, we put a lot of balls in the box today, and we created a lot of chances, Nick. You know, the keepers pulled off a few good saves, and they've had a few good blocks as well. You know, but like I said, at no time in the game did I ever feel comfy because I just thought they were dangerous all the way through. You know, you know, they got quick players. They're comfy in possession of the ball, and they'll cause teams problems. And you know, and they had a couple of lads missing tonight, so they'll be a force.
When you lose 4-0, there's very few positives to take at times, I think. However, when you look at the experience that some of our lads will have gathered from tonight's game, you know, we've probably had five lads making the Welsh Premier League debuts, so it was something that they haven't experienced before, that now they've got that experience under the belts, and then another two coming off the bench and making their debuts. So plenty of experience being gained from tonight, lots of lessons to learn. I think at times we defended Conor Skee's threats quite well, and the worrying thing was that it was individual mistakes that cost us at times. So they're the things we need to address for next week.
And Jonah, I think Newtown and Prestatyn have probably just got to chalk this one off. They're against two big sides last weekend. They found them on form. That doesn't necessarily mean we can make any early judgments on Newtown or Prestatyn, does it?
You're exactly right, Mark, because during my time as a manager, there are some games which are bonus games. TNS at present, I think, if I'm Newtown manager or Prestatyn manager, TNS twice, Connors Key twice, Ballard twice. They're the top three finishers last year, right? So there's 6, 12, 18 points available there for either of them teams, right? If I can get about 5, if I got 5 out of the 18... that'd be a great return for either of them clubs. And every team in the bottom 6, or maybe bottom 4, whoever they are, they'll set that sort of target. If you get 5 or 6 out of the top 3, that'll be a good return.
Now, another side that we talked about the other day, who we felt were hiding their light under their bushel, certainly had no problem showing their light. Llandudno, let's hear from Alan Morgan.
Pre-season's long and hard, you know, and sometimes, you know, last 2 weeks of it, or, you know, the lads wanted relaxation to start. And it was good, you know, we came out and I thought we deserved a 3-0. You know, OK, we've had two pens, but I still think we deserve to win 3-0 anyway. Well drilled, we're well organised, and obviously they're one of the physical sides in the side. So, yeah, we did well today, you know, but now that's done and dusted now. So my mind now is on next Friday game away to Harbour Reserve.
Now, Jonah, look, we saw what Llandudno's front line can do when they are back in business and they are back ticking. And actually, Mark Williams was playing the role that he wants to play, which is, if you like, the feeder.
He was busy, he was in and involved around everything. The players around him looked happy in their game. And of course, they got the young centre-forward who just signed from Bangor City, and he looked, you know, he looked sharp, he got his goal. So it's a good, bright start for Morgs. Just one Morgs needed. Look, like we said, he didn't have the greatest of seasons last year. Morgs Llandudno didn't have the greatest of season. And if anything, the pressure was most probably on Llandudno and their players and Morgs on their first home game to go and produce a good result and a good performance. And, well, didn't they? You know, I know A's won't be very happy with the two penalties given against them. But you have to give Morgs a bit of credit, right? It's a big game. Llandudno and Carmarthen will always be a big game because of their thereabouts. And for Llandudno to win 3-0, it's a great result for him.
Well, Carmarthen sitting off too much on that Llandudno front line, were they giving him a bit too much space?
I don't know. I just think I've seen Serms. Serms is a brilliant centre-half. And David Vincent had a great season as well last year. But they had a small forward line landed, no? You know, Mark is a nuisance. You know, you know your players, mate. And if you're a 6 foot three, 6 foot four centre back, worst thing you can come up against is a, you know, a 5 foot seven, 5 foot eight busy body. And they really, you know, they look like that, the forward line for landing, no? And they caused them problems.
And the other one that didn't do so well this weekend, Kevin Druids, came up against a powerful Cardiff Met team. Met have always said that they didn't get their glory last season because of everything else that was happening. And they've put their foot down again, another high-scoring game for them. And a sense that they will certainly be battling for a top six position.
Got off to a good start, Mac. It's a fantastic start because Hughie Griffiths' team were a hard team to beat last season. The big point for me, Mac, was just watching the highlights just now. They've only changed about one or two players from last season. Now, with them being a university team, I think that'll surprise a lot of clubs, because we thought there would be different, you know, say seven or eight different players every season, but it doesn't work like that anymore. So Christian Edwards has had the chance for continuity. Jordan Lamb was there Saturday. I mean, Lewis was there Saturday. You know, Bradley Woolridge, they're all there. And the kid who scored the two goals, Baker, he scored two tremendous goals. He likes the good goals, don't he, from outside the box. So they have a bit of continuity there. And that might make them just a little dark horse. You know, for the tops, I think if they got top six again, it'd be magnificent. But they might be looking for something more this year if they can get consistency.
And what did you make of the red card to Druids towards the end?
You know, a little bit unlucky. It's early season. You feel there's no malice about it, you know, anything. Cookie, yeah, it's a bit of a flip and kick out. Whether it was a straight red or a second yellow, I don't know. But he's not that type of player, Cookie. So you have to be aware, because I spoke to Hughie today, and he's gutted that he's lost Cookie for he might lose about three games if it's deemed as violent conduct. So players have to be careful early on in the season. Important players, you don't want to be missing them in the first period of games.
So, look, finally, Jenna, we've spoken about a couple of teams last weekend that lost. Prestatyn, Newtown, Barry and Aberystwyth having a 1-1 draw. You know what is coming next? FAW rant number two. We're at the stage now where these sides are so close. You know what size league it should be next season, don't you?
I think we had a bit of this last season, didn't we? Last week I said, you know, listen, ideally as an old-fashioned, I used to like the league with 16, but as I said, they've made a load of progress with 12. So I'm just sort of, I don't want to be repeating myself for last week. I think the fans would like to see 16, but the structure and the people getting in Europe, and a lot of them will say they're happy with 12, so I'm on the fence with that one.
We're in the danger zone of actually making this worse now, because look, Rhyl were a half decent side, an Airbus half decent side. They've gone down. The two sides that go down this season will not be bad sides, and I, you know, we went through who will go down, and I don't want any of them to go down. I really don't want any of the teams in this league to go down. What I want is, I don't know, either a Rhyl, Carnarvon, Airbus, whatever, to come back up. Let's have a halfway house. Why is nobody talking about a 14 league with a possibility of a 16?
Well, of course. I mean, I think that if there was any sort of change, I think that would be the first sort of change. Obviously, I think it'd be something like two more. Because, you know, you might have Llanelli. Llanelli are a big club. They could come up this season from... And I was talking to a lot of Barry fans yesterday. They're so pleased to be back in the Welsh Premier League. And they said they'd love to see Llanelli get back up now. And that'd be, you know, a real rock-steady base down south and west. And we know Carnarvon are a big club. And it'd be great to see them back in the Welsh Premier League. But if they do both get to the top of the table, let's see what happens.
You're going to have a situation, aren't you, down south, where Llanelli are probably going to beat Penybont, as much as I hate to say that. Well, Penybont will probably challenge Llanelli. There's two teams that should come up.
Two excellent teams, excellent grounds, and two clubs, you know, almost ready for the big league.
And you can't even think about North Wales. There's 45 teams that could make it.
Well, I tell you what, Mac, I don't know what's happened to you today, right? You are right in the mood for an argument with the FA. So I think we better stop this podcast before I get the bullet and you'll be doing the party political broadcast next week.
Bring it on. Cheers, fella.
All the best, Mac. Cheers, son.